Welcome to day 64 of Happier People Podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. Here's a letter to 22-year-old me. So what advice would I give myself 10 years ago in the past? What would I share that I've learned over the last 10 years? I hope this will be helpful for you today, where you're at in your life, and I'm grateful something like this has happened to me. I've started to get some insights as to what I might share with myself 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years in the future, and I've started to apply those to my life today. And I will share some of the things I've learned here over the last 10 years that maybe will be useful if you're 22 or you know someone who's at this stage in life, maybe it'll be helpful for them. First, I'll describe to you briefly what it was like for me at 22 years old. I had just graduated college. I was feeling lonely and scared. I didn't know what was going to go on and happen in my life. My life had not went how I'd planned it. Earlier in high school, I thought I'd go in the Army. I thought I'd have a career like my mom, but I didn't like doing that in college. And I didn't want to go off to war like my dad had went off to Vietnam. I didn't want to go off to Iraq and experience all the kinds of things that you experience when you go off into war. And I'm grateful for anyone who is willing to go be in the toughest places like that. And I'm grateful for the chance to have stayed here today. And yet I was really frustrated. I was looking around. I didn't know what to do. I thought about crime and all the time. So I'd got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. I was applying to jobs all over the place. And no one was calling me back that I wanted to work for. And then I'd apply to some jobs just so I didn't go broke. Because I wasn't willing to move at home with my parents. I wasn't even willing to ask them. So I just demanded I do it on my own. I was broke. I borrowed money on credit cards. And I got a job working for $10 an hour at a medical billing place. And I failed the test at the end of the first week, which was amazing given I'd gotten mostly A's throughout my life. I just didn't care. I failed the test. I quit and stayed at home to drink. I was trying to get sober, but I couldn't figure out how to enjoy my life without drinking. I got another job at a marketing company doing door-to-door sales. After a couple of days working there, I went out with the heavy hitter who was really doing good selling, and I realized he was lying. He was outright giving false information to people. He was telling them their phone bill wouldn't go up. Meanwhile, he was signing them up for things that were going to cost them $50, $60, $70, $80 more a month. And then he was taking home commission after commission because he was flat out lying to people. I called him out on it and he denied it. He's, oh, you're not looking at the right thing. I'm like, it doesn't matter what thing I'm looking at. You signed her up for something. She was paying $15 a month. You told her bill wouldn't go up. You signed her up for something that, according to the sales manual, cost $80 a month. And you told her bill wouldn't go up. And he wouldn't admit to it. And then I quit that job, too. I went to the liquor store and went home with some gin and juice and thought about Snoop Dogg and watched TV. And then I got a job as a corrections officer in a juvenile prison. It was awful in there. It was just horrible. And my life was just miserable. I hated most every day. I got some brief relief by reading books, and yet at the same time I was making grandiose plans of how I'd become president someday as I'm sitting inside of a prison risking my life for $20,000 a year. I had a girlfriend at this time as our relationship continued to go downhill as I continued to went downhill, and at 22 years old I got to lots of points where I could just barely even take the pain of life anymore. And that's what my life looked like. And now 10 years later, it's hard to even recognize that existence. That seems like a parallel universe. My life today is very nice and peaceful. I get up every morning. I pray in the morning. I read some inspirational books. I get my daughter ready for the day. Spend a little time talking to my wife. Then I do some work in my bedroom. I have 3 computers, 5 monitors here on this amazing setup. I got a green screen. I talk to you about my life. I teach some classes. I do some live streams. I answer questions in my Facebook group. I go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting every night. And then I spend some time with my wife and daughter before our daughter goes to bed. We brush our teeth together in the bathroom. And then I go for a walk with my dogs. I talk, sit down, take a shower, sit down, talk with my wife, and read some books, more inspirational books, for like 30 minutes or an hour before bed. Go to bed about 10:30. That's what I do pretty much every single day. You might say, God, that's boring. This is the best my life's ever been. So what have I learned? What's the difference between when I was 22 years old, I was fat, I was sick, I came down with some thing that lasted months where I was tired all the time laying in bed, and I was fat, sick, miserable, frustrated, hopeless, and I wouldn't ask for help either. So to begin, now I've got the 5-minute introduction out, what would I suggest to my 22-year-old self today? I'd say it's okay to ask for help. You're not less of a man because you ask for help. I ask for a lot of help every day. The fact that I have a wonderful life now is a reflection of how many times I've asked for help. I ask for help every day. And it doesn't make me any less of a man. I ask for help with my business on a daily basis. Would you sign up on Patreon? Help me do more videos like this. I ask for reviews. I ask for subscribers. I ask for likes. I ask for help consistently in every aspect. I ask my wife to help me with things. My wife asks me for help. So the number one thing I'd say, it's okay to ask for help. You don't have to sit all alone on your own and figure out all the problems of the world yourself. You can ask for help. There's already someone who has everything you want, who will tell you exactly what to do, and it'll work. Now, the second thing I'd say is that you're not special. These human bodies, these robots we have, these things are almost exactly the same. For all intents and purposes, most all human beings are clones. What works for one human being will work for another human being. If one human being and another human being do the exact same things, they'll get the exact same results. And that's good news, because there's tons of clear proven strategies. If you want a better life, all you have to do is do it. Now, at the same time, I want you to know everything will be okay. And everything is okay right now. What you're going through is something that you're building an asset that you can use in your life later. You don't need to change or be any different. You'll get through it and everything will be okay. You're building experiences that will help other people. Experiences that will help you receive grace in your own life. And by receiving that grace in your life, you will be able to share that grace and help other people to be released from their mental prisons of how life is. In fact, the potential you have is something you can't even comprehend. At 22 years old, you might want to think more about what you can do for the world instead of what the world can do for you. Instead of thinking how you're going to get paid, how are you going to get a job, how are you going to get stuff, it'll work a lot better if you think, what am I going to give? How am I going to help someone else have a better life? What could I learn that will help someone else with what they're trying to do? What problems could I solve for someone else that would make a big difference in their life today? I hope these things are useful for you, because at 22 years old, I know you just graduated college. You're trying to act like you know it all to the rest of the world, when really you know the truth is you don't know anything about life. And that's why life is so hard. That's why simple things like paying bills, that's why simple things like getting a job, that's why simple things like being a good boyfriend are so hard for you. That's why simple things like quitting drinking are so difficult, because you don't know how to get through one day without having a problem. You don't know how to get through one day and just love yourself. One day without criticizing everyone and everything because you feel so bad inside. And you're not alone. A huge portion of the whole world feels the same way. And they're doing their best to hide it and to deal with it themselves the same way as you're doing your best to deal with it and hide it yourself. Same thing is with the job. When you think about what can you do to help someone else, if you think instead about how will you help someone else stay sober, you'll get sober in the process. The reason drinking is fun for you, and if you don't drink or have alcohol and you're parallel 22-year-old, the reason relationships are addicting, the reason drugs or prescription pills or all the other things, dangerous activities, racing cars, the reason these things are fun is because they restore you to the basic state of paying attention to the present moment. I realize that 22 is really hard for you to pay attention to what's going on now because you're unhappy with how things are. You think that you've been screwed over in the past and that things are a struggle now and that maybe in the future you'll get salvation, which actually that is how it works out. But you can enjoy what you're doing right now also. From your point of view at 22, you have achieved salvation 10 years later. Everything you've wanted, you've been given. Everything you didn't need has been taken away. From that point of view, yes, you've got complete and total salvation. Everything is all right. So there's nothing to worry about. It'll all be okay. No matter what you do and how you go along, it'll all be okay. The only question is, how long do you want to have to wait? Do you want to wait 10 years before you feel good about yourself, or do you want to start that process today? Now, I, as I am, cannot exist talking to my 22-year-old self but the funny thing is, lots of people tried to tell me the same things. I received this kind of advice and help all over the place. Life gave me all these same kinds of things now, and gives me the same kinds of things now. That I received all these kinds of things at 22. I didn't pay any attention to them, though. And I'm grateful now I'm trying to pay attention to all these very clear messages from life as to how to receive grace, how to give grace, how to help people, how to have a happier life. Because what higher goal is there than to have a happier life? At 22 years old, what are you trying to accomplish greater than having a happy life? Aren't you trying to get a job so you can have a happier life? Aren't you trying to be a boyfriend so you can have a happier life? Aren't you trying to live on your own because you think that'll be a happier life? Aren't you trying to do everything, play video games, drink? Isn't everything you do geared towards having a happier life? It's possible to have a happy life almost every second you're awake. You don't have to pay the price of a hangover for having a good time. You don't have to ignore the people in your life you love by playing video games all day to have a good time. There's room for all the things you love in life, and you don't have to be miserable or suffer through any of them. Life gives you choices, and the question is, how are you going to deal with it? Now, life actually, from 22 years old, given if your life's like mine and you don't receive the help, it's actually going to get harder and harder and harder until some point you realize you absolutely either will have a better life or you won't keep living. There's no other option. If you keep going and keep doing what you're doing, you will get to a point where you decide you either have to do better or have to die, but you can't have it both ways. You can't keep living how you're living. You've got to either do better or go back home. So I'm grateful now that I have some memory, some awareness of the deeper life. I'm grateful I've unlearned what I learned in third grade, that you believe at 22 is so real, death. I remember when I learned death, I didn't believe in death until I was in third grade. All I saw all around me was life. I had no concept of an opposite to life. And now I've given that concept up as well. There is only life. Death is something, it takes a lot of work to try and prove death, to try and talk about death, to try and wear a shirt with a skull and crossbones on it, to try and kill people in online games all day. But death is just an idea. The reality is you're in the middle of eternal life right now. This is the middle of eternal life. All of life is right now. And you're in the middle of it. You don't have to do anything to get the gift of eternal life. You already have it. You don't have to be a good boy to get life ever after. You already have it. That's how you got to be in this body to start with. You chose to come down to earth. You chose from heaven with nobody to come down to earth, make a body, and help. That's why you're really here. You're here to help. Everything you do, the whole purpose of your life is to help. If you're not fulfilling that purpose, you'll only find pain and misery. Because doing anything else is only helpful in building assets that you can help others with. So even being in pain and misery is building an understanding of how you can help other people. See, I'm grateful today at 32 that between 22 and 29, I had 7 very challenging years of my life. I'm grateful now because that's an asset. If I never had those challenging years of my life, I would have a lot less material to work with. It's just like a comedian. When they're doing stand-up, their best material is the ones they've experienced personally, that they can share from personal experience where they were really there. So the life of most comedians is their biggest asset, and that's their unique approach. That gives them the ability to make jokes that other people aren't making, or to make jokes that are unique and special, that really make people laugh and connect with other people because they're based on their own lives. The same way for helping people. If you really want to help people, your own experience is the most valuable. So it's okay. You can keep doing what you're doing today and everything will work out just fine. And I'm grateful today that I've been given some of these insights, that you can actually receive these insights. So you must have received some of these insights to even make it through being 22 years old. You must have heard a little bit of this to just enough to stay here, just enough to get by. So I'm grateful today, as I learn from you at 22, I learn and see to make sure that I'm honoring the lessons that 10 years ago you went through and learned so painfully for me, that now I'm informed on how to live a better life. And now I'm informed, when life tries to hand me a helpful message, to not use a baseball bat at it and try and knock the break the helpful message apart like a piñata, but to allow that message to come in and pass through and make any change that's necessary. Now, sure, if you want to know about my life at 32 with not playing any video games, not drinking, and in fact going to Alcoholics Anonymous every day for an hour, having a wife, a child who I love and I think things are going really well with. It's not like when you were raised with mom and dad. We have a very nice, peaceful, happy home. And mom and dad did better than was done with them. And we have a chance today to do better than mom and dad did with us. And our children will have a chance to do better than we did with them. That's the cycle of life. We keep doing better or we perish. That's evolution in progress. You know how you hate anthropology class. It doesn't make any sense. Well, the simple thing is you do better or you perish. Those are the options. So when the people around you are perishing and not doing any better, find gratitude that you have the gift of life today. And if you want to know the meaning of life, you don't think it's knowable at 22 years old, it is. Just look for it and you'll find it. Realize everything you need is inside you, and that all the materials you need to help you have already been written. See, when you're 22 years old and struggling, there's already a book written 10 years ago from your point of view, 20 years ago from my point of view, that's sitting there to help you. All you need to do, go to the store and buy it. It's called Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. He wrote it in the early 90s. And you're sitting here 10 years later struggling. The things it contains in it, extremely helpful. The book Alcoholics Anonymous was written in the 30s and 40s. It's sitting right there on a shelf in a bookstore. And meanwhile, you're struggling to stay sober at home on your own. You're feeling all alone. There's a book sitting on a shelf right now. Whenever you're ready to pick it up, which if you're like me, it'll be about 7 years. It's ready to be picked up whenever you want it. There's a book or a video sitting there for almost every problem you could imagine. Almost any problem you have, someone's already dealt with it and made a video about it. So maybe not in 10 years ago, but from where I'm at now, there's a video about it. 10 years ago, there's probably a book about it. And if it's not about the exact problem, if there's not a book specifically about quitting smoking, although I'm sure there's hundreds of them in the mid-2000s, I'm sure there's hundreds of them. And not that you need to quit smoking, but there's hundreds of books about anything you have a problem with. All you need to do, go to the library. You can actually get them for free. I know you're really cheap at 22 years old, except when it comes to alcohol and video games. You can go to the library. All the solutions you need are completely for free. You don't even have to pay for them. That's how easy life really is. All the help you need is sitting there in your library, just a few blocks away. It's sitting right there for you. You can check it out, read it for free, and apply it to your life. It's that easy. So I appreciate the chance to share this with you today. I'm grateful that I made it through 22 to 32, because at 22, I had a suspicion I wasn't going to ever make it into my 30s. There were lots of times I didn't think I'd ever get to be 30 years old, so who cares how you treat your body? Well, fortunately, if you eat the right things, which according to the data, eating whole plant-based foods are the right things to eat. If you eat the right things, your body can actually fix the damage you've done to it. It can reverse conditions like heart disease. It can reverse cancers that have started. It can reverse brain damage. It can fix almost anything you've done wrong. So there's hope. Even as bad as you're poisoning your body at 22 with eating meat at almost every single meal, drinking alcohol to excess, and eating hardly any fruits and vegetables, there's still hope that even in 10 years after much more of that, just eating the right way will fix most of the damage you've already done, and it will stop new damage from occurring. So there's a miracle around nearly every corner. So I'm grateful to have the chance to share this with you today. Maybe this will be useful for you or someone you know who's in a similar part of life. And it seems to me that the more of us are sharing and helping with each other, the faster it is. There's people who looked at me and says, man, I would have given anything to get my life together at your age. My uncle is very generous last night. He's in his 60s. He's retired. He has a very nice, peaceful life. He's like, you're lucky to have got on to have this right now at your age in life. And I think the more we share, the more we give to each other, that instead of people getting in their 20s and 30s, 40s, 50s, some people being 70, 80 years old, still never having learned how to live, I think it's possible we keep working together, that by 22 years old in the future, people will act a lot like they do in terms of their wisdom, their health, their awareness of life. I think it's possible in a few years that the average 22-year-old will be in an amazing, enlightened person who has knowledge that many of us have waited 30, 40, 50, 60 years to get our lives in that position. So thank you very much for listening to this to me. My exercise today at 32 years old is to remember what I've shared here and to remember to receive that advice from my 42, 52, 62, 72, 82, 92, 102, 152-year-old self. Remember to leave my mind open to receive their guidance. I must have received a tiny fraction and even lived through being 22. I would love to and will try today to receive a bigger amount of the wisdom from my future self today. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of Happier People Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day today. Would you please share this now if you found this helpful, if you think there's someone in your life who'd benefit from listening to it.